Harrison, Ashu.
Good morning, Steve. The Harambe Stars of Kenya expected in Yaounde in the hours ahead for tomorrow's AFCON 2025 qualifiers against the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. The Intermediate Lions of Cameroon will play against the Central African Republic in a double leg qualifiers for next year's African Nations Championship to take place in Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania. Aurelien Tchouameni will captain France today in the UEFA Nations League match against Israel. Those were the headlines. The Harambee Stars of Kenya are expected to arrive in Cameroon today ahead of their day three 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying Group J against the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon tomorrow at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium at 5 p.m. Coaches and players of both selections are also expected to grant pre-match press conferences before reconnaissance sessions later today. Tomorrow's match will be the ninth time both teams face each other. Cameroon won four of their previous encounters and drew the others. And they'll be hoping to extend their supremacy over the Harambee Stars and to top the pool with 7 points, while their opponents, for their part, will be attempting to record their first victory over the Lions. BBC correspondent in Nairobi, Kelvin Kivati, and Collins Ogliko of Success Magazine in Kenya are of the opinion that their team won't have an easy ride tomorrow at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium.
We look at the current form of Kenya, who have been trying to come up. It's not been the best. Maroon have got a high advantage because they have been competitive. It's going to be exciting, but we all know that African football is nowadays different. There is no longer small teams.
2-0 in favor of Cameroon because they are playing at home, but also Kenya doesn't have a good record playing away. When they played Namibia, yes, they won in South Africa, but that was more neutral ground. Looking at the squad that coach Engin Firat has named, highly likely Kenya might be fighting for a draw to get that 1 point. If they can get that, that will be good. At best, Kenya can score a goal. Michael Olunga is back. Timothy Ouma at the midfield doing really well. But also Cameroon is a wounded lion coming to this match. And obviously they want to take the 3 points at home and make it easy for them when they play Kenya in the return leg in Kampala, hoping they can top the group and lock in this qualification as early as they can.
And like you heard, the return leg after tomorrow's match will be on Monday the 14th of October in Kampala, Uganda. The Intermediate Lions of Cameroon will play against the Central African Republic in a double leg qualifiers for next year's African Nations Championship known as the CHAN. The draw took place yesterday at the CAF Excellence headquarters in Cairo, Egypt. The team that is made up of local players must beat their opponents of the Central African Republic to be able to book their ticket for next year's CHAN that will take place in Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania. The coach of the Intermediate Lions, Sourcing, please says they will get to work immediately to ensure that they secure the precious ticket.
Central African Republic is not an easy opponent. They have a good league. They are trying to invest in football. If you remember, they have been importing players from other countries to nationalize them and then enroll them in their national team. So there are people that are taking football seriously, and we need to take them too very, very seriously. You know, it will be what I call knockout, and we need to be ready. So Central African Republic is not an easy opponent. On the contrary, we need to take them very, very seriously. I would just like to say what a former national team coach always said: when you think you are not in danger, that's when you are in danger. So we consider ourselves in danger.
The coach of the Intermediate Lions, obviously, please speaking to the CRTV. Before we talk about something else, here are the three fixtures of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers to take place today. Congo, Cabo Verde will entertain Botswana at 5 p.m. Algeria will host Togo at 8 p.m. Ghana welcomes Sudan at 5 p.m. The Democratic Republic of Congo will clash with Tanzania. The Indomitable Lions, other group opponents in Group J, Namibia and Zimbabwe will lock horns at 2 p.m. Burkina Faso will take on Burundi. Away from football, the local organizing committee of the 2024 National Games have promised to make sure that the sports jamboree that will take place from the 11th to the 21st of December in Yaounde is memorable. The governor of the Central Region, Nasser Paul Bia, who is the president of the local organizing committee yesterday called on the 12 commissions involved in the organization of the event to ensure that no detail is left out in build-up to the games that will bring athletes from all the 10 regions of the country to compete for precious medals. The Secretary General of the Cameroon Athletic Federation, Charles Kouakoté, is the head of the competition commission.
I can ensure the president of the Olympic Committee and the governor that they will have the best competition in terms of organization. I will do my best, I will with my team. And you know, this side is a very important competition, and after this competition, we need to select those who will represent our countries, and this is why the competition commission is very important. After this, you can have a bucket of athletes who can be those who will focus on Los Angeles 2028.
The president said there are 10 disciplines. Do you have the disciplines that will be taking part in the games?
Yes, it's the same. The 10 disciplines. You have athletics, basketball, football, handball, lawn tennis, weightlifting, badminton. In these 10 disciplines, you have those on whom we can expect to have good athletes to be selected for the Los Angeles 2028.
Governor Nasser Paul Biya, during yesterday's event, joined his voice with the first vice president of the Cameroon Olympic Committee, Gregoire Warner, to call on all the actors involved in the organization of the upcoming Dixia to be guided by the Olympic values of hard work, discipline, and fair play in build-up to the game.
We are going to host this very important Olympic activity in Yaoundé, and we have put in place very strategic commissions owing to the importance of our region so that we can make a difference. You will see it for yourself. And we want to call on all the committee members of the various commissions which have been appointed today and installed to start working, because by next week we need to have their budgets and we have only 2 months to go.
The new director of the Yaoundé Paco Vita, Edouard Mewoli Jose Bonaventure, has been called to initiate innovative programs to enhance the facility's impact on Cameroon sports. The Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Narcisse Molekombi, was speaking yesterday while commissioning the recently appointed director into his new function. Ben Collins Nyeberwo.
This planet of the Yaoundé Paco Vita resonated with the beautiful melodies of Vangelis, Conquest of Paradise, as family members, friends and colleagues gathered to celebrate the appointment of Edouard Mewoli Jose Bonaventure as the new director of the sports facility, effective August 28, 2024. He succeeds Mrs. Zanga Stephanie Nicole, who expertly led the Paco Vita since 2010. During the installation ceremony, Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Moelekombi expressed gratitude to the outgoing director for her remarkable achievements and challenged the incoming director to elevate the facility standards, making it a benchmark in the country. The Yaoundé Paco Vita, established in 1988 and sprawling across 22 hectares, welcomes approximately 4,000 visitors weekly, catering to various sports disciplines. As the new director takes office, expectations are high for innovative programs and initiatives to enhance the facility's impact on Cameroonian sports. With Ezwa Mewoli Jose Bonaventure's leadership, the Yaoundé Paco Vita is poised to become a hub for sports excellence, fostering talent and promoting a healthy lifestyle among locals.
Out of the country, the UEFA Nations League will be in action today. Israel will host France. Tchouaméni will captain the Blues in the encounter. Italy will play against Belgium in the other Group A match. England will play against Greece, while Finland will clash with Ireland. Austria will welcome Kazakhstan. Norway will entertain Slovenia. Latvia will play against North Macedonia. Faroe Island will host Armenia. Gibraltar takes on San Marino. In Group D, Moldova will clash with Andorra. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 AM sports news, read by Harrison Ashutiku. Back to you, Steve.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Happy day on